Well, you said that you had three cows. Did you make your own butter?
Yes, mm-hmm. You made butter.
Was that one of your chores too, or did you?
Of course, we never had more than two milk cows at mm-hmm. one time, but yes, there was just endless work. There wasn't time enough to sleep. I used to run from place to place because the time was too short to walk. Mm-hmm. When you're making cabins and things and cooking at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And laundry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many girls worked here when you worked here, Charlotte? Was it just you and so wasn't there somebody else that played a guitar or something?
Well, there were two girls that worked in the cabins in the hotel.
Uh-huh.
And then we had at least two in the dining room, didn't we, Ruth? Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then one girl helped in the kitchen with the cook. Mm-hmm. And then Mrs. Leach was in the laundry, and some of us helped her on occasions.
Mm-hmm. So there's one girl I met in Seattle, said she used to play the banjo or something while you played the piano up here. She worked up here when you did a little short.
That was Doy Walmer.
Yes.
In the first year that I went to work over mm-hmm. there, I hadn't been there very long when she came over.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd had trouble with her husband and was getting a divorce, mm-hmm. and she came over and just asked Mr. Leach if she could work there for room and board. And she would work in the hotel and in the cabins. She also played a banjo.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is how we had two musicians the first year. And then the second year, it was Herb McClarty who played a clarinet and saxophone. And he worked in the garden. Mm-hmm. Remember, he helped in the garden. And so he and I furnished the music on Saturday nights. And then the last year, it was the last 2 years, wasn't it? It was Earl Blinsler. He was a barber, remember?
They had
a barber shop there, and he did barbering and did helped with the construction or the repair around the building. And then he played a saxophone, and he and I furnished the music in the evening. And I think that was the whole bunch, wasn't it, of musicians? I think he was there the last 2 years that I was there. And so that was all, just two of us, but we were loud.
Yeah, this little woman, she was very active at the Eagles
yes.
in Puyallup. Uh-huh.
I get a card for Christmas.
Uh-huh. And she knew Jessna real well, and
mm-hmm.
they got her to play the banjo once in a while, but she got an organ that she was more interested in, trying to play this organ.
She's played a xylophone, too. Mm-hmm. She's mm-hmm. taken that up.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
She's about 82 now.
Is she that old? Mm-hmm.